Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's praise the King. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you and praise you and thank you for this magnificent, glorious, mighty day that you have made. Lord, may everything we do bring glory and honor to your precious name. Lord, I speak a blessing over everybody listening. May you bless them with long life and health and prosperity and knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and bless them in everything they set their hands to. Bless them, Lord, to serve you, because this is what this whole thing is all about, to serve the King of the universe. And your name is Jesus Christ, the one and only God, the one and only King of the universe, and his name is Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now bless the words that goes out today. In the name of Jesus. Now then, this week I'm talking about the power of the tongue and how important it is that you control what you say. Now today I'm going to give you a little demonstration of how powerful your tongue is. Now, as some of you know that have heard this program, a little over a year and a half ago, my grandbaby was in a tremendous car wreck and terrible things happened, and we were able, through prayer and speaking the right things from God's Word, we were able to literally bring her back. The doctor said that her brainstem was severed, her eyes were disconnected, and her skull crushed in five places, many, many other things, and said it would be impossible for her to live. But by speaking the Word and believing God's Word, we were able to bring her back from what they said, virtually dead, and to see her run and play and everything and be normal again. She's now 5 years old. But after we left, when we went to leave the hospital, the doctor told us, he said, now the valve in her throat does not work. So he said, you must not give her anything to eat by mouth or drink, or it'll run into her lungs and kill her. So he said, we put a little button in her tummy that you feed her directly into her stomach with a little pump we're going to give you. Well, I came home, and of course I prayed over that as well as I did many other things. And I thanked the Lord for fixing that valve. We had to take her back every 2 months for a checkup. Well, we took her back, and as we took her back, the valve would not work. Now, you have to have Scripture or you cannot please God. So when you pray, don't ever pray or come to the King without the spoken Word of God. Make sure you call the King into remembrance of His promises if you really want to see Him do some wonderful things for you. Because in Hebrews 11:6, he says, without faith, it's impossible to please me. And those that come to me must believe that I am, and that I am a rewarder of those that diligently seek me. Now, if you don't know any Scripture, you're not diligent in the Word. And that's one reason you're not getting your prayers answered. So, or not very many. So you need to begin to hide the Word of God in your heart. As you hide the Word of God in your heart, and you walk holy before the King, then you can come and ask Him for things, and He will do it for you. Now then, in this particular case with my granddaughter, we took her back every 2 months for a checkup on this valve, and it would not work. Now then, I was using Mark 11:24, and as I was reading and quoting Mark 11:24 to the Lord, it says in Mark 11:24, Jesus is speaking. He says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, that's a pretty awesome promise. Now, Jesus spoke that. He said that. And Mark wrote it down for us. And there's many other scriptures that are just as powerful as this one. But I just happen to be using this one. Now, I would take that scripture. I would quote it to the Lord. And then I would ask Him on behalf of that verse, to repair the valve in my granddaughter's throat so she could swallow and we could take that plug out of her tummy. Well, I would use that, quote that, praise Him, and ask Him to fix the valve and then thank Him for doing it. I thought I was doing everything right. But every 2 months, although I'd praise Him and thank Him all those 2 months for repairing the valve, we'd take her back and the valve never did work. We went month after month after month until we had gone through 10 months taking her back every 2 months for a checkup, and the valve never worked. And I came home after this 10th month, and I thought, Lord, I have done something wrong. You said in Proverbs 66:18 that you do not hear the prayer of a sinner. And I said, Lord, I must have sinned somewhere, done something wrong, or you would have answered my prayer and repaired that vow by this time. Because you clearly said in your word, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, that all of your promises are yes and amen every time, which means I have to act on them exactly as they're written in God's word. And when I do, He always answers your requests. So I thought, I must be living in sin. I must have done something. I must have broken one of His rules. I don't know what I've done. I don't think I've done anything wrong. I don't remember sinning. I didn't feel the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. So I obviously, if I did something, I didn't recognize it. Usually the Holy Spirit will tell you when you're fixing to do something wrong, because He don't want you to sin either. And He'll do His best to keep you from sinning. That little voice will tell you, no, no. And, of course, we all hear that, but we think it's just our own thoughts, and we just go ahead and do what we want to do anyway, and that's what gets us in trouble. But I had taken this verse, Mark 11:24, and I had used it every time, and it never did work for me. I could not understand why. So I finally come back, and I said, Lord, I just don't understand. I must have sinned. I must have done something wrong. I do not understand what I have done wrong. Because that little valve in my granddaughter's throat would be working by now if I hadn't done something wrong. So I said, Lord, if there's somewhere I have sinned, forgive me, because I know that's the only thing that separates man from You is sin. And when we walk in any kind of sin, it breaks fellowship with the Father, and therefore we can't get through with our prayer request. So I went back to check everything I could think of. I could not think of anything I had done wrong. I just couldn't believe that why this verse, so powerful as it is, had not worked for me. So I went back and I read this verse again. I said, now, Lord, that verse in verse Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, I had prayed and stood on that all these months, and the valve in her throat was no better. We're now 10 months, and I've been meditating on this verse off and on for 2 weeks trying to figure out what I have done wrong. And then it hit me. I looked at this and I said, goodness, I know what I've been doing wrong. That verse says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Now there I desired that the valve in the back of my granddaughter's throat work so that the liquids would go down to her stomach and the air would go down to her lungs. That's what I wanted to work. That's the things that I desired. He says, when you pray, believe that you receive them. When am I supposed to believe? When I pray. He says, believe you've received them and you shall have them. I said, Lord, forgive me. I have sinned. I said, now I see where I sinned, because I was praying and asking you to fix it, and then I'm waiting to go to the doctor to make sure that this valve works before I give her anything to eat or drink. And that's where I had sinned. I had prayed and not believed. I had prayed, and then I'm waiting for the doctor to confirm that the valve's working, and it had never worked at 10 months. So I asked the Lord to forgive me for not believing His word. Then I praised Him and thanked Him for His word, and I asked one more time. I said, now, Father, on behalf of that verse, Mark 11:24, I'm asking You to fix the valve in my granddaughter's throat, and I believe it's done, and I believe it's done right now. I said, thank You, Lord. It cannot fail because You made me the promise. I walked over to her house where her and her daddy was, and I said, Toby, God is waiting on you and me. He said, what do you mean? I said, I had sinned by not acting on this verse. I said, now then, the valve in her throat works. He said, well, Thurman, we just got back from the doctor 2 weeks ago, and he said it didn't work. I said, and it didn't then, but I said, today it does. He said, how do you know? I said, because the Word says it does. God's Word, I'm walking in obedience to His Word. I have all my sins confessed, and He says the promises are yes and amen if I meet the criteria. I've met the criteria. I believe with no doubt in my heart. I said, so all we got to do is feed her and that valve will work fine. He said, Thurman, if you're wrong. I said, look, Toby, the doctor said she is going to die before this. And I told you she was going to live. I said, did she live? He said, yes. The doctor said she'd never see again. I said, I told you she would. I said, after prayer, can she see? He said, yes. I said, okay. I was right on everything else that God's word said because I stood on it exactly like it was written. I said, now then, I'm not wrong here either. I have said with my mouth that the word of God is true. And Jesus said, I can have whatever I say with my mouth if I believe it with my heart. So I am believing God's word is true with no doubt in my heart. It cannot fail us. I said, now then, I said, we must act on his word. I want you to sit down there and give her a little bowl of applesauce and a little bottle of drink and let her eat and drink. He said, Thurman, if you're wrong. I said, but I'm not going to be wrong because God's word can never fail us. I said, he made the promise. He will watch over his word to perform his word. I said, give her the little bowl of applesauce and the little bottle of juice. And he gave her a bottle of applesauce, or gave her a little bowl of applesauce and a bottle of juice. She, for the first time in 10 months and 2 weeks, sat down and ate through her mouth that applesauce and drank that juice and jumped down and ran and played. We fed her normal for the next 6 weeks. Then we took her back to the doctor at 12 months for the doctor to check the valve. And for the first time, the valve worked fine. The doctor was absolutely awestruck that it was working. He never believed it would work. But if we hadn't have acted on God's word, it would have never worked. This is what you have to do. You have to trust God. You have to walk wholly before him, and you have to say it with your mouth and believe it with your heart. Now, if you don't have God's word hidden in your heart, don't you try something like that unless you know God's word will work for you. Because if you have a doubt in your heart, it will not work for you. So you must make sure you meet all the criteria. And if you have any sin in your heart, it will not work for you. So you make sure when you go to stand on God's word, you're walking wholly before him in obedience to his word. And then his word will always work for you. I'd like to invite you out to our church at 10921 Shady Trail. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We have church every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The Lord does lots of wonderful things out there. Also, I'd like to tell you that we've moved our healing school. Our healing school will also be at the same location from now on. It will no longer be at the old location. We will be at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas for the healing schools as well as the services. The healing schools are the second Saturday of every month, and they start at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. The second Saturday of every month, and they start at 1 p.m. Praise the Lord Jesus.